This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Should have put him in the lineup a long time ago. Last night, Drake Baldwin comes up big for the Braves. We'll talk more about that with Grant McCauley. Coming up next hour, as they scored some runs, which is something we have not been familiar with this season. Talk to our buddy Steve Weiss from NFL Network about the Falcons and much more. If you missed the interview, rewind. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell, guys, on the Odyssey app, and you won't miss anything when it comes to our show. You can go back and listen to all of the segments that you might have missed. Hey, man, coming up, Mike's got more on the death of Ozzy, who passed away today in Guy Talk. That's going to happen here in about 30 minutes, so stay tuned, because it is interesting. Mike, and real quick, he lived an interesting life.
Amazing. I think most people, if you were around Black Sabbath or when they kicked him out of the band, that he would live to be 76, you know, back in the late 70s, but an amazing career, and we'll get into it, because everything from, you know, defining heavy metal and being an influence to generations of rock stars and rockers to the TV show and reality TV and everything else that he touched, and just being kind of this, some would say, a lovable buffoon, but it was much more to that, to Ozzy. I mean, the guy was just brilliant.
He really was. More on the Falcons training camp getting ready to start on Thursday. Again, we will be there live. All of our shows, Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, all at Flower Branch. Mike and I will be broadcasting live from Hooters after practice, bringing you all the latest interviews and insight into what happened that day and as we move forward. And guys, really, it's going to be a quick deal. When you talk about like a week of training camp, Mike, and then we come back a few more days, and then we got a preseason game. Like,
right.
That's how quick this is going to happen. And then before you know it, we'll be talking about the regular season, which we know we kick off the regular season against the Bucks. Look, division game, not going to sit here a month out and tell you that it is not an important game. It is. To start the division, we know this. And to get a leg up on the Bucks, would you say we got lucky last year with the way that we ended up sweeping them?
Well, look, they blew it. They couldn't run the game out, and we got the ball back, and we got the field goal. Kirk Cousins did the rest in overtime. And then the game down in Tampa, I just thought they didn't run Bucky Irving enough. But, hey, we took it. But those were two really tight games where, you know, if they don't call – imagine if they had the pylon cam, we might have one of those touchdowns whistled back.
Was it Pitts?
Yeah, Pitts had two scores that day. One, he kind of – Antoine Whitfield came whoop, and just got out of his hand. But, look, they're tough. They were looking up at us, and they found a way to just leave us, you know, in the dust and win the division. We know why, because of Kirk Cousins. But, yeah, I'm not sleeping on Tampa Bay anytime soon.
Me neither. All right, want to hear from you guys. Follow us, by the way, social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, you can always follow the radio station and stay up on everything that's going on. All right, we got to talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
So what we're about to talk about is kind of funny, because Mike and I have on one of the televisions for breaking news in here when stuff happens is the ACC media days. And Mike and I were literally in the break, and we looked up, and look who was on the television. Carson Beck.
And, oh, by the way, if you're a Georgia fan for some reason, never really warmed to Carson Beck, boy, does he look like the quintessential University of Miami student-athlete.
I am calling Carson Beck a bum.
Yes, and so he was talking about his journey and how he's motivated.
Got the platinum chain outside the shirt, Day-Day.
But
was he a Russian? Was he a Russian gangster now? What the hell?
Listen, he might as well be with what's going on down there. But listen, I respect what he had to say about his journey down into Miami. And look, good luck to him. But it gets us to what's going to happen with the Dogs and Gunnar Stockton. I want you to hear David Pollack, who was on his podcast talking about this and saying that if Georgia is going to get back to the SEC championship game, it's about one thing. And as much as you might want to put the pressure on Gunnar Stockton, that's not what's going to lead the Bulldogs back to the SEC title game. And it's funny because we just heard Carson Beck saying, hey, he had a tough time, and who wouldn't? Being on the sidelines in that semifinal game, not being able to play, and he was like, we went through all that adversity. I really wanted to be out there for my teammates. Obviously, that didn't happen. Here's David Pollack.
Here's what I'm going to say. Gunnar Stockton cannot lead this team back to where they were a year ago if it's the same team. If they can't run the football, it's not going to happen. Like, they've brought in a bunch of receivers. That's the worst rushing season Georgia's had in 20 years. Like, 20 seasons. If Gunnar Stockton is a guy that can play action pass and use that part of his game, and they do what Georgia's done with Stetson Bennett and Carson Beck and all these guys, he absolutely can be successful. If you're going to drop back and throw the ball 30-40 times a game, Brent, and not have a run game, I don't think they're going to be back where they were. Like, this is a team that's breaking in a bunch of new components. The interior of that offensive line, guard, center, guard, they all got drafted. Like, they're all gone. So
he's right. And 15th in rushing in the SEC is just not good enough, and that's what Pollack is talking about there on his podcast. And listen, Mike, that's the problem. We all, including me, because I want to see dynamic quarterback play. And we just think like, all right, Gunnar, do your thing. But there are elements to what has made these Georgia quarterbacks successful, including the guy that won back-to-back championships. Now, Stetson made some incredible throws, but give the kid a chance, Mike, with a decent running game, Mike Bobo.
Well, you're going to have some guys who can run the football. Are you going to utilize it? And that's why, I mean, it's funny. I get Georgia fans go, you're always harping on it. Well, I'm harping on it because I think it's a legitimate concern. And, Dave, if you don't believe me, listen to the three-time All-American who says, does Georgia have the horses to run the football? And then, there's, of course, the commitment to it. But you've got to take some of the pressure off him. Look, on the road in Tennessee, whatever you think about Tennessee, what they're not going to be without Nico under center, you still got a road game in the SEC. Alabama coming to your house. At Auburn. You think Auburn's going to be better? You think Auburn will be better this year? Look, they got to be, right?
Well, offensively, Mike, they got a quarterback, and I think they have one of the best wide receiving rooms in the conference. So, from that alone, they should be able to score points. The stopping people, not sure about. But, yes, I do think they'll
Ole
be better.
Ole Miss, Florida, I mean, boom, boom. I mean, that's why we just joked around about Kirk Cignetti, Indiana. Show me a school that's playing that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, by the way, you know, then finishing with Texas before out of conference and then Tech. So, I mean, you've got a schedule that's a beast. You're going to have to be through the course of that, be able to run the football. I think you feel really good about the defense. Some Georgia fans concerned that it's just the media at the Hall of Fame making the votes, but there was nobody offensively. Oscar Delp was second team. It was defense that made the first team All-SEC preseason. Does that concern you? Or just kind of goes back to what Dave's talking about?
No, it does. When I asked Connor Riley that yesterday about no offensive guys on the first team, it just speaks to the respect or lack thereof for Georgia's offense. And I'm with Pollack on this. Like, we can talk about all this other stuff. You got to get back to the fundamentals of being able to pound people and run the ball. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. It is our Dog Report. And while we're talking college football, Big Ten Media Days, three-day event in Vegas, by the way. Isn't that funny?
Right.
Big Ten, let's go to Vegas.
You think about, you know, the heartland, Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Yeah. You're right, Sin City
Vegas.
For Media Days. How about that?
So Ohio State, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, Rutgers, all participating today. Ryan Day, all right, speaking. He had Jeremiah Smith there, best wide receiver in the country, period. Caleb Downs, I think the best player in the country. From the A. His linebacker, Sonny Styles, there. Don't think for a second Ohio State's not going to be good again. They will be. I don't know if they win the national championship. But, Mike, here's the difference when we talk about these decisions that are going to be made. And this is even coming from a guy like Colin Cowherd, who said the Big Ten has more money, and this is why they're standing up and pounding their chest, saying we don't have to cave to the SEC. This is Cowherd.
Something's changing, and what's changing is money. Big Ten schools are bigger, They have more graduates. It's easier to raise money for NIL. You add in Phil Knight and the Nike money. You add in USC and the LA economy money. The Big Ten cities, LA, New York with Rutgers, Chicago Northwestern, Minneapolis, DC, Seattle.
I mean, with all due respect, nobody.
That Big Ten money is Hollywood, tech, and financial centers. It's a lot of car dealerships in the SEC.
With all due respect, Colin, nobody in New York gives a rat's ass about Rutgers. I mean, yes, technically they're on television in New York, but I mean, you're taking that argument to the umpteenth degree, but most of that is accurate.
Yeah, I agree. I do think when you talk about how are we increasing our revenue and how donations are coming in, he's right. Because when they expanded that footprint, that's what happened. That's why it was a big deal.
Right.
Right. When you added those schools. But it also speaks to the SEC could easily change this. They go to a 9-game schedule and they demand the new deal, Mike, with whatever TV partners or digital partners they're going to do that with. And all of a sudden, they're going to be right on par, right, with where the Big Ten is when you talk about the revenue and the money they're bringing in. But I do feel like this is why Tony Petitti, Mike, the commissioner of the Big Ten, is like, this is the system I like. This is what we like. They're not going, well, we need to see what Greg Sankey says. They're not acting that way. And that's why I don't think we're going to get a resolution anytime soon. They're supposed to figure this out, guys, before the end of the season, sometime in November, I think the deadline is. I don't know if they're going to, Mike, moving towards next year, maybe expanding the playoff.
Right. I understand. Look, I'd love to see everybody on the same. Yeah, in a perfect world, as much as I want to see Kirk Cignetti in Indiana fail, I get what he's throwing out there today. You want to see everybody playing the same amount of conference games. But that's where then the road splits, because what's the point if the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't value the SEC strength of schedule like they should, like we think they should? Because remember, it was the 65th, depending on how you look at it, Carl, toughest or weakest schedule last year for Indiana. Remember that?
Yeah.
They didn't play anybody, you know, and they were summarily beaten by Notre Dame on the road, and that's all she wrote. But to me, strength of schedule's got to be – that to me should be the biggest deciding factor in how you're setting the rankings up, how the seedings are made. But if you're not, then if that's why I agree with Sankey. Why should we, shoot ourselves in the foot if we're not going to get rewarded for it?
I'm with you. Hey, one last thing as we talk some college football, guys. More Falcons training camp info coming up, including – a little fun today. Meet or exceed expectations. We got a few players we need to discuss. Mm. But Kirk Herbstreit revealed yesterday what Nico Iamaleava's camp wanted from Josh Heupel in Tennessee. Listen to this.
I've heard from close sources it was more about Nico's dad going to Josh back in December before they played Ohio State. Like, hey, listen, you got to get better at offensive line, better at receiver. You got to get better around him if you want us to stick around, which blows my mind that a college quarterback's dad would do that to a head coach. Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the day, when they got into spring ball, it was still more of you haven't brought people in to make him and this offense better. So I don't think it was necessarily about the money. I think it was more about, is Nico going to be able to play well enough to eventually be a first pick in the draft with the players that they had around him?
Is he better off where he is now at UCLA?
No, I don't know how. I don't mean, look, you're going up against the best competition. You and I debated that last year, because it's like the numbers, for all the hype around the kid, he didn't really put it out there. Mm-hmm. And then you find out he's just going for the dollars. I mean, you are, and now it's hard to not think of it as the Pac-12, but yes, the Big Ten.
It's us and USC.
and a coach who's one hell of an after-dinner speaker.
Forgot about that.
Two great emblems coming together.
Forgot about that.
UCLA and the Big Ten. But no, UCLA is where, I don't know, coaches go to die. I don't know anything about UCLA. What is UCLA's brand right now? It's negligible.
I just feel like if dad was complaining or telling Josh Heupel, you got to put better players around my son so he can be a first-round pick.
What's that?
I don't think he just did that. I don't think he just went to a place where that's happening,
right,
and he's in a better situation. So here's what happens. You ask for those things, right? Josh Heupel's like, get out of my face. And then it leads to you asking for more money because you don't believe they've upgraded around your son. That's what Herbie's really getting to. He's like, the conversation started with, hey, you got to get better receivers, better linemen. And he's like, well, okay, we're trying to do that, but you don't do it to his satisfaction. And then all of a sudden you're asking for more money.
Yeah, and not to mention the stats, to be honest with you, the numbers you put up were not commensurate with that kind of a bump. UCLA, their composite rankings for 26. Let's see. They are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
42nd in the country as far as recruiting. So as far as building the pieces around you, if you feel that that's, you know, where they're, yeah. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm just basically excited, really. That's it.
I don't think so. We'll get a chance to see, guys. Maybe he elevates the program. Maybe he puts UCLA on their back.
I mean, I do think, you know, coaches, maybe we're never going to go public with this, but how many guys behind closed doors are like, friggin' A, Josh Heupel. Tell him to stick it where the sun don't shine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.